I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, our special episode on sports, racism, and the myth of meritocracy. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told ESPN this week that he would support and encourage an NFL team to sign Colin Kaepernick. Do you think he was crossing his fingers behind his back when he said that?
No, I think he realizes the NFL, we're not racist crowd, can say he's been out of football too long. And Goodell knows that, and that there will be enough people who find that a plausible excuse so that they don't have to do anything real about it. I mean, there's no reason to trust Roger Goodell on anything.
Meanwhile, the NFL team from Washington, D.C., whose name I do not use on the radio or elsewhere because it is racist, made Juneteenth a company-wide paid holiday. I can't. I just can't.
Well, hey, it's a good thing, okay?
It is.
The more places that make Juneteenth a holiday, the country should make it a holiday. I got no problem with that. But yes, it is incredibly ironic that the Washington racial slurs would make a big deal out of it.
Right. Right.
You know, hey, look at us. We're committed to diversity if you ignore our logo.
This week, the University of Virginia made an almost imperceptible change to its logo to remove imagery linked with slavery. The Georgia Marching Band announced it will no longer play Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind and will play Georgia on My Mind instead. And the University of Florida banned the Gator Bait chant because of good evidence that, especially during the Jim Crow era, that phrase was used to refer to black children. What do you make of all this?
The Gator Bait thing, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I did not know prior to this week, and I've gone back and looked at some of the imagery from, you know, the turn of the century and the early 20th century, and it's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really bad.
The Gator Bait chant started in the early 90s, and there's no evidence that the people who started it knew about the phrase's racist history. But I gotta think somebody did. And now that we all know about the history, there's just no way the chant can stand, right?
No, not now, no. And good for whoever brought it to the attention of the university and the public at large. If you dare, Google the imagery. It's awful. If there's something beyond merely racist, that imagery is it.
How many more of these racist traditions do you think still need to be addressed in college sports?
The Southeastern Conference has told the state of Mississippi to get the Confederate banner off its flag or there won't be any NCAA events in the state of Mississippi. So, I mean, that's a fairly significant move on the SEC's part.
Yeah. According to a 100-page document created by the NBA, players in the bubble league, proposed to begin on July 30th, must follow these rules. No doubles in ping pong, stay 6 feet apart during card games, no pets, and the NBA has even set up a hotline where players can snitch on each other. I might be rethinking my views on how much fun this will be.
Oh, I would apply tomorrow to be an operator on the snitch hotline. I really would. I think that would be a great gig. Plus, if you're going to make people sit 6 feet apart while they play cards, people are going to cheat. You'll never catch anybody. I'm just trying to help the NBA here.
Meanwhile, the WNBA and its players have agreed to a plan to start the 2020 season in late July. Players can decide whether they want to participate, and despite the shortened season, they will still be paid in full if they play. I really have no objections to this. You?
No, I mean, they're also doing a bubble league thing, so they're responding to the pandemic the same way the NBA is. And good for them for paying full salaries. I mean, and this sounds like a negotiation that maybe Major League Baseball could take a hint from.
In the strangest sports denial of the week, former Detroit Red Wings star Pavel Datsyuk's agent insists that his client is not inside a Russian monastery that has been taken by force by an ultra-conservative priest who denies the existence of the coronavirus. So there's that.
You know, apparently Father Sergei, who's the alleged kidnapping monk here, he took over this monastery. He chased out the person who ran the monastery and installed a perimeter of Cossacks to guard the site. Did you know there were still Cossacks? I didn't.
I did not, no.
But apparently, Pavel Datsyuk, according to his agent, is staying at a vacation cottage with his family and not anywhere near the Cossacks. So that's a good thing.
Oh, dear. And finally, Charlie, Rob Gronkowski and Shaquille O'Neal have teamed up to raise money for social justice. During a four-hour live-streamed party, the two will compete in a lip-sync battle, a game of horse jousting, and a chicken wing eating contest. Will you be watching?
I'll certainly be there for the jousting because I don't know how they're going to do that. I mean, maybe Father Sergei has some Cossacks they can borrow, but this is going to be a great take. Although I'm not entirely sure why on the video announcing this, Shaquille is sitting in front of a shower curtain. I'm a little bit vague on that. I think he could do a little bit better for stage management.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.